This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Hey mama, hey grandma, they coming from far, they coming from America and Canada. Hear me, hey mama, hey grandma, they coming from far, they coming from America and Canada.
Inviting you down to my hometown. This sure is sure, and oh, when you come down, smiling faces over here, this welcome awaits you. Oh, when you get here, you hear them.
Oh, no, we didn't know, say,
someone sweet like this.
Oh, no, we didn't know.
A great woman said, good yawning this morning, and good yawning this morning. This again, C.A. Nuri. And guess what? I'm holding the fort still. I am holding the fort until the fifth come, because this is On the Clock. On the Clock with Aaron Green. And as you know, On the Clock, we engage organizations, institutions, social and cultural leaders, and ordinary people to better understand the impact of public policy, private sector development, and emerging social and consumer trends. On the Clock, we have conversations that help us to understand and navigate a rapidly changing Bahamas. Today is Sports Day on Aaron Green Show, right? And usually she has Eric Soy III with her. And guess what? Eric didn't show up. So guess who got to be talking sports today? Nuri, who can hardly walk, talk about run and play ball. But today, I mean, of course, Aaron is on Zoom. And we know that Aaron can't run right now either, because the trick Chani tripped down and broke her foot. So she's on bed rest at home, but she's joining us via Zoom. Aaron, you still there?
Good yawning this morning.
Good yawning this morning. We have a full house today, Aaron. All kind of people there. And I see I only have one earpiece, so I have to turn up this earpiece. And producer, you have to come in up and help me with that, because I have no idea how to operate this part. But we have the national team, the Bahamas national team. I'm going to read that, what Aaron invited. The Bahamas Football Association, 15 to 20 men. The Bahamas is the national team, the one who goes and represents us and say that we are the best of the best. And here is in studio. Is in studio, and Aaron has an entire question and answering period for you to just to understand exactly what big thing you're doing. Right? When I think of the national team, I think of that beach soccer thing. So I'm kind of excited to hear that you're here and see what you're doing. But go ahead, Aaron.
Good morning. Good morning, representatives from the Bahamas Football Association. Good morning, Mr. Nuri. Good morning, Bahamas.
Good morning.
Indeed, it is Sports Friday. But before we get there, just very quickly, it is also March the 17th, which is St. Patrick's Day. Now, Mr. Nuri, I know that you are 1/700th Irish.
I'm actually 1/400th Irish. If you look at me, you can see the leprechaun blood runs steep into my bones, because I done grow. I might be the tallest Nuri other than my brother, the tallest Nuri there is. I'm a giant, they call him. But yeah, the name is Irish, Nuri. But if you squint your eyes, you can believe that I'm truly have that European blood in me. If you see me, anyone knows me, you can see it. Yeah.
Absolutely right. I don't celebrate St. Patrick's Day to celebrate St. Patrick. I celebrate St. Patrick's Day to celebrate my uncle Patrick Bailey, one of the greatest men I ever knew. He has passed on now, but I always hold this day dear, not because of European history, but because of the Bahamian history. And so I want to say happy St. Patrick's Day to everyone, and to everyone who was born on this day, happy birthday to y'all. Also, I played that song, Oh Lord, They Didn't Know Exuma Sweet Like This, because today marks the second day of the 17th Exuma Bahamian Music and Heritage Festival 2023 in Georgetown, Exuma. And I just want to let the people know, if you ain't already there, you still have time to get there. So now you're not unaware, put your wares together and get there. I hope the people are having a wonderful time in Exuma at the Exuma Bahamian Music and Heritage Festival, Georgetown, Exuma, one of the biggest festivals in the country at this time. So it's time to get to sports, and perhaps one of the most popular sporting disciplines in the world, soccer. Good morning, members of the Bahamas Football Association.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Fine, thank you. And yourself?
Good, and you?
I am good, good, thank you.
But Aaron, before you go on, you confuse me. You're saying Football Association, then you're saying soccer. Which is it? Either soccer we're talking about, or it's football we're talking about. There's some big people inside here. I can see they're attacking me. But either the soccer or it's football. You can't, don't be confusing me.
Gentlemen, after you introduce yourself, can you tell us why we call the game football soccer on this side of the world?
Well, I'll start it off. I'll start it off a little bit. Hi, everybody. My name is Amari Bain. I'm obviously Bahamian, 20-year-old. I play up in Spain in the third division in the region for club FC Cambruceres. And, you know, I think over here we just call it soccer because of, you know, the strong connections we have with the American people that also come over here and, you know, share the love of the sport with us. Obviously, over there, I call it football because of the Spanish language. But, you know, it's whatever it's called to me, American, Spaniards, it's still the love of the game that brings us all together.
Absolutely.
Aaron, you heard this man say he played in Spain. You can let us slide, but I can let everyone introduce himself first. But the man say he plays in Spain, and he's a Bain.
Yes,
I know the Bain, them know, but how he get in Spain? But go ahead. I just want the next person to go and introduce.
Yeah, go on.
All right. Well, first of all,
pull up my closer, please.
Okay. Mm-hmm. First of all, I just want to thank you guys for having us on the show. My name is Marcel Joseph. I currently ply my trade in the U.S. I'm a representative for the Bahamas national team. I'm 25 years old. Like Amari stated, that's pretty much why on this side of the world it's considered soccer and other parts it's considered football. Obviously, it's a bit more Americanized and the Americans are going to go with soccer because they have their football already, which doesn't include much of a foot, but, you know, that's just the way we go and pronounce it here in this region of the world.
So you play in the United States?
Nice.
I'm watching the trend. You go ahead, sir.
I'm Christopher Raming, 23 years old. I currently play, I'm at preseason at Maryland Bobcats in the U.S., which is a third division team. Like Marcel and Amari say, it's because of the proximity to the U.S., how close we are. I think that's the only other place in the world that calls it soccer. So I think it's just about the proximity.
Right, and it's about culture, Cecil. In Europe, in the rest of the world, they call it football. In the U.S., and even a bit of Canada, because Canada is Commonwealth, which is more British, they call it soccer. The word soccer is actually, like, technically, it's more accurate than football. Soccer was coined by footballers, and it comes from the first term they use for the game, and it's a shortening of association, right? And that's where it comes from. It's fascinating culture, Cecil, and it's only us westernized, Americanized people that haven't connected to the global culture and spirit of soccer or what the rest of the world calls football. It is, I think, I could say the quintessential game, and today these gentlemen have come to talk to us about a big event that's coming up before the end of the month. Gentlemen, what do y'all have on the field for us?
Well, obviously the 24th at 4 p.m. is the game against Trinidad and Tobago. And, you know, they are some very fierce competitors in this category as well. We all know them to be a very strong team, and we all know them to be very good. For, you know, how they play, what they stand for, their love of football themselves. And, you know, I feel as though that we have a team that's ready to fight against these guys. We love to compete. We're ready to go at these guys with everything that we have. And, you know, us being, you know, footballers as well, people that love the sport, I feel for the Bahamian people, not just for us, it's going to be very entertaining, very good match to watch. And I feel as though it's going to be something that everybody's going to love to, you know, come out to support. And obviously, we're all going to cheer ourselves on to a win.
So this is going to be a big time game.
Of course.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
You get me excited.
Listen, Yuri, this is the CONCACAF Nations League men's soccer tournament. This is a big, big thing.
What? Of course. And
go on.
No, no, I got excited now that you're saying this got to be on the Bahamas Independence Day celebration thing. The Bahamas representing us in this CONCACAF thing. But go ahead. Carry on, man, Aaron. I'm here.
So, gentlemen, like you say, Trinidad is no slouch in the soccer world, in the football world. The highest Trinidad is ranked in the FIFA rankings is 25. The lowest they've ever ranked is 106. Now, the Bahamas, the highest we've ever ranked is 138. And going into this game, Bahamas is ranked 203rd against Trinidad's 104th place in the global FIFA ranking. What do y'all bring into the table? Well, first of all, how many times have y'all played Trinidad before? What do y'all bring into the table? And do you need me there to throw a little stardust in somebody's eye? I'm ready to do my part as a citizen.
As players, we've played, I've had the opportunity to play against Trinidad. This is going to be the third time around. The first time we had a draw with them here at the Thomas A. Robinson Stadium.
Knocked them out of the World Cup.
We knocked them out of the World Cup.
You knocked Trinidad out of the World Cup? Yeah. You're evil, man.
With that one tie, they had to beat us, and they didn't beat us. And we snuck off with a 0-0 draw against them. So in this same competition now, the CONCACAF Nations League, we have to play them twice. We played the away game already, and they came out 1-0 victors against us. Tough match, but I was so proud of the effort given, like, from the boys. Going forward into this one, it's the third time around. You win one, you draw one, we can't let you come and get another win off of us. Like, you know, it's our time now to win our game.
And before we transition, I'm just trying to understand. On paper, Trinidad is a higher-ranked team. This is the team to beat. They're ranked 106 in the world.
Right.
And the Bahamas at this current time is ranked 203. Right. But our goal is we plan to mash up Trinidad. Come, which day is it going to be again?
Next week Friday.
Next week Friday. We plan to mash up Trinidad. That's what's happening. March 24th. But I have the coach.
No, I'm the manager.
No, come closer to the mic so we understand. We have the manager here.
Aaron. I really don't want to take over the show.
I understand, but Aaron needs to know that the manager of the team is here, and so she can put some questions to him. But go ahead, Aaron. I want to know as the manager.
Right. First of all,
what you anticipate?
Yeah, first of all, my name is Larry Menz. I'm the team manager, better known as Dollar, affectionately known as Dollar. Better known as Captain Bahamas. And just to set the record straight, yes, we playing on grass, 200 and something, but we also beat soccer. We're 32 in the world.
Nice.
Okay?
Nice.
They can't run with us on the sand. Now on the grass, maybe they'll have a little task. But I'll tell you one thing. We're going up against a very big team. Very it's a challenge.
Team. Very good team.
And like I said, we need all the fans to come out. Bring your dog, bring your granny, bring everybody. Because I always believe in Trinidad. That's why I'm Captain Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
I lead by fate. And this is a nation that leads by fate. And we need you. First of all, I want to tell you, the game is at 4 o'clock. Everybody talk about that. The VIP seating is $25. And the kids section or the general admission is $7. We know it's 4 o'clock on a Friday afternoon. Bahamas like to go out and, you know, afterwards and stuff, but unfortunately, the game is being played at 4 o'clock. So whoever could come. Get off work early, steal a job, tell your mama, I don't know what you got to do. And being a manager, you know, sometimes this Captain Bahamas thing, this has just come out. I don't know. Anytime I put on him colors, I'm a different person.
Different person.
I'm a beast. Yeah, because if it's me one, I'll take them on. I take them on in Jamaica. We beat them in Jamaica. No, we didn't beat them in Jamaica. We beat them in Haiti.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't there for that 1-0. But it's been a lot of things happening lately. And to see that these guys, 0-0, and the 1-0 in Trinidad, Omari is here, Marcel is, and Chris.
Mm-hmm.
We had them at home. When they scored on us in the fifth minute.
The fourth minute.
And that's all as far as they got to go.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys just couldn't finish. You know, Maybe because they're a little young and stuff. It's still a young team. Mm-hmm. Chris has been in the team. All these guys, I mean, Omari's just come along from Spain. Chris was in Europe just recently playing with the Italian team. Mm-hmm. Marcel has been around the globe in the United States, and Oklahoma, and you're up in Canada and stuff.
Yeah.
But somehow the belief came in when the 0-0 came in.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. I'm telling him, he's arguing downstairs with me. You heard him, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, there was passion downstairs.
Aaron. Yeah. So I want to carry that same passion in the game, because if one person believe, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to believe.
Absolutely.
That's the only way we are. Anyway, I don't want to take over the show.
Yeah.
I want these guys here, but I had to plug in, just do that little plug, because Aaron said she's going to be here too. Aaron, come. We need a Junkanoo belt. Hey, we need everything you could bring. The bristle.
Everything.
Bring everything. Because we can deliver. Trust me. They wanted to beat us 14-0 last time, because they beat us 14-0 in the under-17 game in 2006 down in Trinidad and Tobago.
Mm-hmm.
In Tobago. Mm-hmm. I was also there. I've been around. I've been, soccer. I played in national teams. National coach. At least I wasn't national, but I was assistant national coach. But I've been there.
Mm-hmm.
From
absolutely.
Go ahead, Aaron.
So, with the significance of this game, we're going to have to ask all private sector employers to give employees the option of leaving work early so they could go out
yes.
and support the national team. And we have to beg our government officials to allow or to permit those who are permissible to leave work early on Friday, the 24th of March, to go to the Thomas A. Robinson Stadium for the biggest soccer game in Bahamian history, where Doubles Nation is playing Conk Fritter Nation, and we got to get at it. This is, I mean, for me, this is extremely exciting. I was in London when the Reggae Boys, Jamaica's team played in the World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
So my excitement is already geared up. Mm-hmm. Tell us, what is out there for the fans? What can we expect when we get to the game?
Well, I'll speak for myself personally, and for my teammates that are here. It is a lot for us to come back from the places that we are already at, the U.S., Spain. Some people come back from England and stuff like that, and it's not because we just want a free vacation. This is because we love the sport, we love the team, we love the country. And, I feel, obviously we all know that the sport in the country isn't really the most favorable amongst the entire nation compared to track and field or basketball mm-hmm. or baseball. But I will say one thing is, we didn't come back on the thought that, there's a bunch of belief in the national team, but we came here to give the people something to believe in. And I feel as though that is also the main goal going into these games. And it's something that we really, really want to emphasize in this sport and in this game coming up. We really want to see the Bahamas thrive. We know that we have the players to thrive. We know that we could bring back the players to thrive. We know that we have the fans that appreciate the sport so much. So that is why we are here today and are going to continue fighting for the sport.
All right.
Matt, Aaron, awesome. I'm still impressed that these gentlemen play internationally, right?
Yeah.
When I was in school, right, when I was in school and I played soccer, I played defense left, right? There were no Bahamians who went abroad for playing soccer. Everyone went on track scholarships, swimming scholarships, but nobody, until this gentleman from QC, was a friend, and the entire soccer community celebrated and said, well, finally. And to see three young Bahamians playing internationally at a high level, and they're coming home now to represent the Bahamas because they know what in this Trinidadian game is. I'm impressed with that.
Well,
yes.
Can I go and add on to what Omari said? For us, what the fans mean for us as players, we call them the 12th man in soccer, because when you're tired, when the leg's about to give up, when you hear them cowbells, when you hear the drums are going in the stadium, they give you that extra kick, that extra push to go on and compete a bit harder. So having our Bahamian people in the stadium, it's a lot more important than people would think. You're not just there making noise for us. You're giving us that push, that extra drive to get across the line. So
motivation.
If you're off on that Friday, if you're not doing anything, I would advise you come to that stadium. Soccer is a game that unites people. It's a game that brings people together. when Hurricane Dorian came through here, we had a game maybe the following week. And we won the game. And it was so good to see how Bahamian people just supported us in a time of grief, in a time of disaster, really. And that just showed me that the game is, it's so powerful, man, that it could bring people together even in times. So this, I just want as much people as we can get out there on next week, Friday, for that game. To please come out and show your support, man. We're really going to need it.
Definitely the high schoolers will come out there, because soccer season just over to go into track season about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So I just having all of those students to come out to see this high-end game, I'm kind of excited. Yeah, you're kind of quiet. I'll be waiting on you. I need to know the deets on when this tournament is again, the time and the course. Just remind us again.
Right. And everybody, repeat your names, your positions, and where you playing professionally or training right now?
Yeah, so this is Chris Ramming. I play professionally in the third division in the U.S. at Maryland Bobcats. I'm a center midfielder. So the game is on the 24th, which is next Friday, coming up at 4 p.m. at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium.
Question, when you say professionally, does that mean you get paid?
Yes, sir.
Do people pay you to play soccer? You talk to things, no. Okay, the next person. Hopefully he's the only he wants to get paid?
Yeah.
Yeah? Aaron does get paid to play soccer. Bahamians. Aaron, you know that? They get paid. Real money. Go ahead. Next person.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like you said, follow up on that. It's kind of a surprise to me. That it's a big surprise to you, because, you know, me growing up playing the sport here when I was growing up until 14 and I moved away to pursue the dream, you know, there's a lot of great players that are producing the Bombers. There's more than, if you're not somebody who's big and watching the sport growing up, there's a lot of people that are amazing, amazing players. And like I said before, there's a lot of players that, you know, unfortunately, I haven't seen them in a while coming back to the team or things like that. But, you know, they are amazing players, and you would not believe players are actually out there pursuing that dream and playing at a high level, whether it be D1 or different regions of, you know, the U.S. or different parts of Europe. You know, I can say that, especially the people that I know, that I am very proud of the people that I've seen, you know, come through the system with me or before me or after me and still shining on that level and representing the Bahamas at such a high level.
Okay, remind me of your name and where you play again.
Sorry, Omari Bain, and I play at Cambrucheras.
Okay, and that's in Spain?
Spain, yeah.
I know Bain taught me soccer at LW Young. That ain't your daddy, eh?
No.
Okay, just checking. Okay, go ahead, Marcel. Remind me where you play and the position you play.
So my name is Marcel Joseph. I'm currently a forward.
He's a striker.
I'm a forward, yeah. I'm a winger, but it's one of the forward positions. I used to try my trade in the UPSL, which is like the fourth division in the U.S. Our team actually went all the way to the Nationals, the final. We lost 2-1 in the final. Since then, I'm a free agent right now, just coming back home to work on a few things and try to help elevate the game at home for a bit. To help the other generation of players coming into the national team to help us. So we're just, I'm just coming back. I guess people would call it a give back to the national team, but it's actually just, I'm just trying to help the team to help me. Okay.
So,
you know,
so we're going to wrap up the segment right now, but I want to speak to the manager before we transition, go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. As these guys are talking about themselves, we brought a host of guys, and I wanted to name a few so you could hear some more Bahamians that are playing all over the place. And that's what I was trying to ask you.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
This William Biles, he's from Leeds United.
Yeah.
Okay, he's in the academy up there. He's been playing for years. We found him about, I think it was last year sometime, we found him. Just like we brought up Mari Bain. We heard about him as being in Spain. You know, we had Chris Ramen, who was lost for a little while. We found him, out, you know. We have Elijah Mitchell, who also plays in Spain, third division.
What?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, in Valencia, right? We got Quentin Carey, who changing his club position. He's playing in the United States. Yeah, he's playing as well too. we've got some college kids. We got Lopez. He's also a forward.
Rowan Davis.
Rowan Davis, who's doing very well. In fact, they're so excited they want to send him to Europe, and he's in the United States right now. He's an All-American.
Yep, Jordan Wilson as well.
Yeah, and we have Jordan Wilson from IMG Academy. He went to Academy. He's doing very well. He's grown, and he's only 17 years of age. And we got some youngsters on the team, too. People like Michael Massey.
Hungry Paul.
I call him Luka Modric. You know why? He's grown. Never get hit. If you see how thin he is, you think he get hit, they break him up.
Strong guy.
Strong. Right? Ian Lowe. He's going
to college in the United States.
He's in college as well, too. So we got a host of other kids that I like to. And last but not least, and he just went up to school, got a scholarship because of his soccer talents. He plays soccer and he plays grass. His name is Peter Wood Chulmis.
Great.
He's a striker.
Great striker.
Nice. Yeah. I'm just impressed that we have such a deep bench for soccer. I did not know we had behemoths abroad making money from soccer. I assume we had one or two in college, right? But to make money, this is your career, this is your trade. That's impressive to know, and I believe the Bahamian people need to know that we have you out there.
And I can't leave it less simpler. Sorry.
Go ahead, Aaron.
You see, I was going to say, the Bahamas is big thing.
Of course.
Yeah.
I know we have to go. While we're celebrating these gentlemen, not just for what they've done in the past, but what they're prepared to accomplish on our behalf in the present and in the future, I have to say, gentlemen, y'all are impressive, but I need to know, are you better than the top three scorers in the Bahamas Women's Soccer League? Aisha Butler from the Dynamos FC with 9 goals so far this year. Sydney Hector with Bahar Junior team with 6 goals this year. And Hadassah Knowles from United FC with 5 goals this year. Tell me, are y'all as impressive as the Women's Soccer League?
Well, I'll say, you know, I haven't been back home to watch any league games so far. But, you know, one thing I will say is that I'm very, very, very happy to see, you know, the progression of football for the women's sports coming through.
Yeah,
you know, definitely. when I was playing back here in under 14s, you know, they didn't really have a lot of the women's team playing and stuff like that. So I'm very, very proud to see, you know, the women coming up now and, you know, showing their stuff to the world. And, you know, I believe one day they, just like the men, you know, they're going to be big things in the grass and the beach soccer.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
awesome.
I could never, you know, say if, you know, the women are better than men or men are better than women, because, you know, I support all the Bahamas. Football to me is football. And I support all of what we are doing inside the country to, you know, make it better in our way. And in the way of, you know, the country coming together to make this sport so great.
Before you go, who coaching the team?
That's what I wanted to
go ahead.
Know, because it'll kill us if you don't mention.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay, Nestle Jean, he's the coach. He's assisted by Kevin Davies, who's assistant coach, and we have a goalkeeper coach, Avery Kemp.
Mm-hmm. Who's the goalkeeper? The name of the goalkeeper.
Vance Wheaton. He's a young 16-year-old boy who kept a great game. I'll never forget him. I love him to death. And against, he was so brave, 15 years old, in goal against Nicaragua.
Yeah.
We were beating 4-0, but I tell you, when he grew up.
Oh, yeah, that was a big game for him too, boy.
I'm telling you, I think as though he's moving to the first place. We have Ian Lowe, who's our starting goalkeeper, probably. But this boy, Wheaton, is
can't forget
up.
About Kevin.
The future.
Kevin as well.
Yeah. And we also have Michael Butler from the beach soccer team.
Yeah, he's
and he's
global,
awesome, too.
Man. He's going global.
Yeah, because
he's
you can imagine in beach soccer, all the shots coming at you all day.
Mm-hmm.
And you're so close. You run up and down on the big field, and you're about 10 yards away, and people striking the ball, trying to kill you.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Impressive.
Yeah.
Impressive. So. Go ahead, Aaron, before we transition. Anything you want to say?
Absolutely. Yes. Mr. Mins?
Yes, ma'am.
Manager, listen. I could make it out to the game. I don't know if my replacement foot could get off the dock before then.
No, we gotta make sure. We gotta make sure.
All you have to do is send the people. Send the people. You can't be there in person. Be there with us.
Send a representative.
Yeah,
that's right.
Listen, I'll be there. Don't worry.
The
send them all.
Trinidad and Tobago Association in the Bahamas to let them know that Rhode Nation is facing Conk Nation on March the 24th, and everybody have to be there, Rhode and doubles included. Dear Bahamas, we got to make this push. We've got to support this team. They've put in the work they're supposed to put in. It's time for us, the Bahamian people, to put in our part.
And Eric Sawyer is here, Aaron. Let me speak before we transition. Go ahead.
Yep. Firstly, good morning. Good morning. Good morning to one and all.
Morning.
Yeah, man. No, man. I was coming to see you. I was coming. You know, it was a busy morning for me. Busy morning. It's the first thing. Second thing is I just wanted to tell you guys, good luck. Glad to see you home. Glad to see you making money from soccer.
Much appreciated.
Because I have friends that have played the game for years. Nestle Jean, he's a good friend of mine. Mark Daniels,
yeah,
is a good friend. Wait. Lynch, yeah, although no, he didn't play, but you know, he definitely has been support over the years. It's good to see that the game is now coming full circle, because you know, Nestle them did what they did or did what they had to do for years for the national team, and now, you know, he's transitioned now to coach, and it warmed my spirit just now to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because for years, you know, when he had hair short like his, you know, now he got locks now, wrap up and a turban and all of the, you know, all kind
proud,
of.
Proud moment for me. Proud moment for me. The last goal he scored was assisted by me.
Yeah. All right. It is.
You know, so, you know, it's good to see that the game has come full circle now, because Mark and Nestle, of course, you know, they weren't paid to play. Darren Benneby as well was on the team years ago. Yeah, you know, he's now a married man with two kids now, you know, living life in the finance world. And
you wouldn't believe it. I coached
them
all.
Yeah?
Nice.
Okay. Right, so this is full circle times too.
I didn't know I was supposed to be on the game.
But we're going
to get my age.
Good. So it's going to be March 24th. March 24th, Friday. Friday at 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock at, where is it going to be, at the National Stadium?
National Stadium.
We want all soccer enthusiasts to show up. All those proud Bahamians who celebrating their 50th, the Bahamas' 50th independence celebration should show up. We want all the Trinidadians who speak funny. All the Trinidadians who speak funny in the Bahamas say, man, they can't be on their own. We want y'all to show up, because y'all need to watch us put the beating on Trinidad. You need to come and get it. Watch it. Watch it. Go ahead, Aaron.
Who do we call? How do we contact the BFA if we want to support this event, if we want to partner with the BFA for this event?
And the price of the ticket again.
The tickets are online. BahamasFA.net.
Or
they can purchase at the stadium. And the seats are $25 VIP. You also have parking, executive parking. And also, and general admission is $7. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. The people. And they get a free drink with it.
Game is like to eat now.
Just want to check or correct the price. The general is $15, because I come in the general. $15 and $7 for people in school. All the kids are who in school is $7, $15 for general admissions. I can be there for that. And of course, for VIP, I can't afford VIP, it's $25, but they get all the perks. You get the parking and access. Because when I go there, it's got the park.
Food.
You get food too? You get free food when you get paid the $25, right? Because normally it's parked like by Jubim and then walk up, right? It'd take me 25 minutes to reach the stadium. But I just pay that cheap price. That's $15 for the cheap one, you can walk. $7 for the kids. And if you want, get the free food and the snacks and the close parking, that's $25, and that's Friday next week, March 24th. But we're going to our first commercial right now, going to break, and thank you, gentlemen, for coming.
Yeah,
and thank you very much for representing the Bahamas. I'm very impressed that you all get paid. To play soccer internationally.
Thank you so much. And the next time you guys join us, we got to talk more about the Women's Soccer League and this wonderful mini festival you guys Saturday as well. The launch of the new logo for the Women's Football League. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Bahamas Football Association. Thank you for all that you do on the field and off the field. And we'll see you on Friday, the 24th of March.
Aaron, I want to take this quick call, because this person called about the soccer thing. We'll pass the call through quickly.
Take it.
My brother, tell them people, all them crew, if the VIP tickets gone, man, they got that whole bottom to the top section for VIP. And when I went there, I said there's zero VIP tickets. Something got to be wrong.
I appreciate that. We're talking soccer. This is a VIP soccer today. Everybody be going that break. Not a rift over soccer. Okay, put us back to the drink. And thank you very much, John, for coming back.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, guys. Good luck, man.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Oh, no, we didn't know. It's someone sweet like that. Oh, no, we didn't know. It's someone sweet like this. Oh, no, we didn't know. It's someone sweet like that.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call. All from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio app.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And still on these, there's no place like these.
And we are live. Now the mic is so high. Erin Green is there. Of course, we have some housekeeping because I see she wants to speak about Carifta. And the gentleman just calls him, man, why all the seats are empty?
All the seats.
Beacon full of seats right now. But Erin, you there? Well, Erin.
Yes, sir.
Okay, do the housekeeping thing and read all this list of things that you have here.
Okay, so, well, good morning. Morning, Mr. Sawyer. How you doing?
I'm well, my dear. What you saying? How's your foot, man?
Everything is good. I don't know. Cecil didn't know that you had to make it here because as a representative of football, you have to ensure that the footballers are in studio anytime we're talking about the soccer footballers. I knew you was coming.
Yeah, man.
I had no doubt.
Yeah, man.
I'm going to talk a little bit of NBA.
Of course.
Before we get there, I got another spotlight. I got another sports spotlight. This week, I want to say shout out and congratulations to LaRouche Morley, a.k.a. LJ. He's currently a student at Boost Academy, and he is currently the top discus thrower in the under-17 boys category, and he's number 6 shot putter in the under-17 boys category. He began his throwing career in January 2022 as a member of the Redline Athletics Track Club, where he was the only thrower in the club under the coaching of Coach Kyle Higgs. He now throws for Triple Threat Throwers, a sports club that was originally started by Don Woodside Johnson and is now managed by the dynamic team of Mrs. Johnson, Kyle Higgs, and Coach Burrows, and focuses solely on discus, javelin, and shot putt. Carifta qualifier Terrell McCoy is also a member.
Hey, her mom is my good friend, and today is her mom's birthday. Happy birthday, Clementia McCoy.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Here's what I'm going to say. Tell you, don't let Terrell throw anything as a part of the birthday celebration unless it's a boomerang, because it ain't coming back.
Yeah, man. Yeah, right. You know, me and CA just was saying, you know, he said he went to school with Clementia. Minus as well. Yeah, all right.
That was all over the place. All right, she just lived down the road from me.
Okay, all right. Yeah.
Awesome. So listen, I'm just going to read off some headlines and let you guys know, the audience, where you could find these stories. But these are some of the top sports stories this week and things we should pay attention to. Like, we have to say thank you to Carifta and Con, the North American NACAC, North American, Central American, and Caribbean Athletics Association for engaging the Special Olympics component in this year's Carifta, and the our Special Olympic athletes are going to compete at the same time in events that will allow them to qualify if they achieve the standards for the Special Olympics. So we say congratulations to the team for opening up that space to our most special athletes. I also want to say this year,
man,
the
that's
high
great,
school
man.
National...
But you can't just breeze over that, you know, because when it comes to the Special Olympics. When it comes to this, I mean, it's hard just for regular athletes to say that they can make They can make any sort of team, you know, whether that's primary school, high school, college, nationally, you know. So when you look at a team of Special Olympians, you know, and us saying that we can use the Karifta trials as a way for them to qualify for their own Olympics. That's a big deal. That's a big deal that we have the space, the opportunity, the love, you know, the respect of their various disciplines to let them in, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Gilbert Williams, National Director of Special Olympic Bahamas, says he's glad. He's so happy. It's a special moment. It's about inclusion.
Yes.
And he's just, you know, that they're showing that they're committed to it, the committees, you know.
Right.
And so if you're interested in supporting or partnering with Karifta, especially to make this component happen, you can reach out to them at 242-808-GOLD. That's 808-G-O-L-D. Or you can send an email to partnership@karifta50.com. That's partnership50.com. And now that you can't sponsor me in the Karifta trials because I broke my foot, please divert these necessary resources to those who need it most.
Yes, you are indeed correct.
Yeah, man. And listen, the high school nationals are combining with Karifta trials for the first time. The Bahamas High School National Track and Field Championship is joining with Karifta Trials March 25th through 27th. So after you go out for soccer on the 24th, just leave your car parked there, camp in the parking lot, because we're going back to the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium for the last set of trials before the big show in April at the Oak Tree Karifta Games, April 8th through 10th. 39 athletes have qualified so far. 7 have done so in multiple events. I think they're talking about Terrell McCoy there. She is a trailblazer. And you guys, let's get out and support. The theme for this trial is Unity Through Sports, a Golden Jubilee. A quick story, the Knights, the C.R. Walker Knights, win another GSSSA track and field title. The 6th consecutive Government Secondary School Sports Association.
Man, senior. I remember when CC Sweden, this was like the CC Sweden Invitational.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Years ago?
That's like 92, 93.
92 to like 2002.
Well, yeah, man,
it's just years and years. I don't understand. What happened to the CC Sweden track team, man?
But they separated the two schools. CCC Junior from senior.
Yeah, that's fine. C.R. Walker is also a senior school.
Yeah.
So how you letting C.R. Walker get you?
Yeah. But I know, I remember like from in the 80s to the late 90s, CC was the team.
CC was everything.
Yeah.
Wow. C.R. Walker, congratulations, man.
C.R. Walker
cracked the ceiling.
And if it is that C.R. Walker has a specialized track program, right, and they are not like sort of headhunting, they are pulling the best track athletes from the public system into their school. I want to see that with other, not just sporting disciplines, but academic disciplines as well.
Always
right?
Important. Always important. Yeah. People believe that everybody can make it to the NBA. And because your son or your daughter looks to play well, but especially some of these mothers of kids, because, all right, look at it like this. I'm 6'3", right?
Mm-hmm.
I am the same height as Steph Curry. People do not understand or can't like conceptualize the fact that at 6'3", I'm Steph Curry. That's it. Now here in the Bahamas, I'm considered tall, but he's so tall. Klay Thompson is 6'7". Kobe was 6'7". Jordan was 6'6". LeBron is 6'9". If your son is 5'7", but he can't play ball, holds handles well, the likelihood of him going to the NBA is nil. Iverson was 6'1". He looks shorter than Gordy.
Mm.
He's 6'1", 2 inches shorter than me. You know, which is the average height of most Bahamian men. 6'1". You know, that's it. And that's all. If your son could play ball and he didn't should go to college, make sure that he gets his academics.
Yes.
He's there for academics firstly.
Let him know.
You go into these great schools, great programs, and all you want to do is jump up and down with sports memorabilia on. Go to school and get your education, because if nobody calls you, because the NBA over the course of 75 years has only had about 5,500 players, you know, play in the league. Mm-hmm. As much as you have these pickup games and AAU and blah, 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 and this, that, the next thing, it's only been 5,500 people that have ever gotten a check for playing in the NBA. But we have 40, 50,000 people, probably just here in the Bahamas, that play ball, you know? Yeah. So do not, like Aaron said, for granted, go there and get your education. Please, parents of kids that are off to school right now, and yeah, and the coach did well, and he sold you a great pipe dream that your child is going to make it, and blah, blah, blah. Call your child and say, listen, do well on the court, but do even better in the classroom. Because if the court does not work out for you, you need to be paid somewhere. Yeah, man. You need to be paid somewhere. Okay.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. And if you are 5'7" like myself and think that you are a basketball genius or whiz, you should be in the NBA right now. Soccer may be the sport for you. Uh-huh. You'd be surprised that the same skills that you're using on the soccer field, I mean on the basketball court, you can translate them to the soccer field.
Yes. Yes.
And so I'm not saying that basketball can't be a consideration for our national sport. I'm just saying that we need to be more savvy with the allocation of our national resources and divert them where they are best. In terms of that, just before we go, gentlemen, I got some digging up to do. First of all, we got to big up Lamar Taylor, 19-year-old Bahamian swimmer.
Oh, yeah, from Howard, eh?
Yeah. Is he in Howard?
I think it's Howard. Yeah, man. That's my daddy's alma mater.
He's from Grand Bahama. This young man won 3 golds in the NCAA Division II Swimming Championships in Indianapolis. The 50-yard freestyle, the 100-yard freestyle, and the 100-yard backstroke. And that was a meet from March 7th to 11th last weekend. And then Bahamian 5, a part of history at Howard. You can find these stories in The Guardian. The Howard University Bison Swimming Program boasts the only all-black swimming team in college in the U.S.
That's and, good, man.
Five Bahamians. Errol Thompson III, Kalia Albree, siblings Luke Kennedy, Mark Anthony, and Zaylee Elizabeth Thompson on that team in Washington, D.C. and won this year's Northeast Conference title in the NCAA Division I.
D1, son.
Yeah, yeah.
D1. D1, that's big time. That means that it was on TV. It was on national TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's gentlemen, a big time.
Ladies, congratulations. These are Bahamians just doing it big. We got to do our part and organize ourselves so the limited resources we have can be best aligned to support the efforts of our young athletes. Like junior judoka Xavier Johnson, he won again.
That's my boy.
This time in Edmonton.
Ordain, son.
Yes, Ordain Moss, congratulations on the hard work. 18th annual Edmonton International Judo Championship. He's only 16. He competed in the under 18 men's 60 kilogram division, took down Dennis Nayilov with a win by Ippon in the goal match. And that's like, it indicates a contest decision. So like you pull and they tap and the judge calls it. Anyway, young man, congratulations. Also, congratulations to the Bahamians and the whole Great Britain.
Oh, they did a great job. Oh.
World Baseball Classic mm-hmm. team. The British team won their first game in history ever with this roster of Bahamians, 8 Bahamians, 8 players, along with 2 Bahamian coaches, supporting them. Congratulations.
Yeah, man. Well, they did a great job. You know, they was well supported, too, by Bahamians. I saw it all over Facebook over the weekend. Bahamians were there. You know, those that lived there, they were there. They were there in full support, full regalia, full Great Britain clothes, full Bahamian clothes. They were there. They were there.
And they had a thing. Listen, they had a thing. Apparently, when they won the game, they put up their pinky fingers.
Yes.
If you know what that means,
yes.
That's how you drink tea properly. Drink tea.
Yes. 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 Drinking tea.
I want to say, you see, soccer is a game of diplomats. It doesn't matter what class you're from. You get on the field, you become gentlemen, you become ladies. It's a sport of diplomats. And to play for Great Britain and to win and to put up the pinky finger. Gentlemen, congratulations.
Yes.
And I see it's 11 o'clock, Aaron, so let me read this from a text. It says, good morning, guys. Would you be kind to tell my beautiful sister, Clementra, happy birthday from her brother, Calford?
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. Oh, I mean, I know Clement.
You know, I know Clement. Yeah, I know Clement, too. Clement is Singh. Yeah. And there are people on the text saying that if you're saying you 6 foot in public, that means you actually only fit 5 foot 11. Yours lie.
Yeah.
But this is lying. This has been On the Clock with Aaron Green.
Wait, hold on.
You were saying something else?
Hold on,
yeah. Miss Nuri.
The Long Island Regatta to do is also tomorrow.
Okay.
Tomorrow and Sunday at the Monarchy Beach. They having a fun day, a fun weekend out there.
Okay.
I was told to make sure I say that's out there.
Okay, Monarchy.
Yeah.
And go ahead, Aaron.
Monarchy Beach. Listen, we didn't get to NBA news, but I just want to say quickly, no movement in the East. The West is still... In turmoil.
The Lakers just...
You see those California teams pushing to the top.
Yeah, the Lakers just, you know, like they beat the Pelicans and then you turn around and you lose on Wednesday night because you sat AD because, you know, he don't play back-to-backs. And the Lakers are currently in 10th. They were in 9th, but via that loss, you know, they dropped to 10th. You know, I don't know what's going on with Wiggins right now. You know, he happens to have a personal issue. Nobody really knows. He hasn't been in the team for the last 12, 13 games. You know, and Ja Morant officially got 8 games suspended. So I'm assuming that would be inclusive of the games that he was already away from the team since the incident. He said since that the gun was not his. He don't understand why he picked it up. But with all due respect, he was 23. You know, he is 23. You know.
Yeah, he's a young boy.
You know, and the type of things that I did at 23, I mean... While they may be stuff of great lore, while they may be stuff that we can put in books and make movies about, they're also stuff of a 23-year-old.
Yes.
You know, so I'm glad that the NBA didn't come down.
We need to exchange stories one of these days.
Yeah, well, listen to me.
Yeah.
Listen.
When Aaron is not here.
Listen, as we go, dear athletes, Bahamian athletes, look here, anything could take you out of the game at any time, from injury to personal trauma, or dynamics to social conflict that you walked in with your eyes closed. So you guys be careful out there.
Yes.
Commit to your sport.
Yes.
Commit to your discipline.
Yes.
And you know, commit to your why, man. We're gonna do the same by committing to creating an environment where you could do your best. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank
Especially when you're being paid, because then you have to also think about the fact that other people are dependent upon your paycheck.
These are the things that you have to have in your toolkit when you become a professional athlete.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Mr. Sawyer. Thank you to my producer this week. Thank you, Cecil. Thank you so much.
C.A. Nuri.
C.A. Nuri. We'll do this again next week again. On the Clock with Aaron Green. Have a wonderful day.
Holy Grail, you need it feeling out. Get a sailor man sound. Holy Grail, you boat. Need it feeling out, hear the sailor man sound.